Thank you, Mr. Chair. The UK is speaking to the first part of this section in this intervention, and with your indulgence, we will come back to the second part a little later. Overall, the UK would agree that this section is critical and would like to see the two-tier formulation more clearly set out, both in the wording and the structure of these sections. We agree with the UK that this, the US, that this can start with the titles that are adopted for each of these sections. The statements as to the prohibitions in the first section can be made clearly and definitively in a manner that follows on from the titles, so that we have a nice clear signalling as we move through this part of the document. Mr. Chair, we note that the delegations in this room vary in view as to the scope of the prohibitions that should be included here, and whether we are able to form consensus around wider prohibitions, including those that might cover issues such as targeting of persons. However, the UK is of the view that we can find consensus on the text addressing the prohibitions of systems which are, by their nature, incapable of use in accordance with IHL. As other delegations have noted, we are seeing that in the first part of this section, and there are references to these prohibitions within the first four bullets as they refer to systems. We would like to take some time, of course, to consider some of the submissions that the US have just made as to whether these prohibitions might be better reflected through a previously agreed language. We would, however, note that in the first bullet point of this section, there remains a consistency of language point. We discussed yesterday this issue of adopting previously agreed language, in particular previously agreed language about the principles and requirements of IHL. The UK would like to make clear that this is not a suggestion that in this exercise that we cannot build on or develop on language and principles. However, the group has adopted things like the principles and requirements language for good reason, and it is a more accurate reflection of the requirements around, for example, things like precautions in attack. So we would prefer to see that sort of language reflected in at least that first bullet of this section. So the UK would suggest something along the lines of laws that cannot be used in compliance with IHL, including the principles and requirements of distinction, proportionality, and precautions in attack, are prohibited. Mr. Chair, we've heard from a number of delegations in relation to the reference to control in paragraph 5, and we will reflect further on the nature of their interventions and the question of placement of this principle in this section. However, we would note that there is a value in the word appropriate, in that it is an allusion to the fact that the factors determining the manner in which such control should be exercised is in fact variable. This in part goes to the question that we have discussed at length of whether any control is nominal. It is in the term appropriate that the UK would suggest contextual factors might be reflected. Though that sort of those factors may then be included in or built on in the regulation section, which we see below. We would therefore propose text which would adopt what was previously misplaced language that we saw in the characterization section, which would read, "The operation of laws without context appropriate human involvement and human judgment is prohibited." The question as to whether this might be best placed here or best placed in the language that follows in the regulation section, which looks very similar, is one that is worth discussion within this group. Finally, Mr. Chair, we agree that with other delegations that paragraph 6 is misplaced in this section. We understand that this section is largely focused on definitive statements around prohibition rather than regulatory requirements. The principles in paragraph 6, while important, call for further explanation and have clear linkages to a number of regulatory principles in the following section. We will therefore speak to these principles when we get to that section. Thank you, Mr. Chair.